and this is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Michael Monks. The Kentucky Symphony Orchestra is set to kick off its 28th season in just a few weeks. The season promises a mix of musical choices, a celebration of some of the world's most famous conductors, and some creative pieces as always, along with a live score produced during a screening of the classic film Singin' in the Rain. And here to talk about it all is KSO founder and music director J.R. Cassidy. Welcome, J.R.
Hi, Michael.
Okay, so last time we talked in person, you and I, we were sitting in the old IMAX theater at Newport-on-the-Levee.
Yes, we were.
And you were talking about how the Kentucky Symphony is looking for a permanent home, and you got a good lead that maybe the old IMAX is the place for you. And I'm wondering, with the change of ownership at the Levee, if you guys still have a future there.
We were moving, you know, in that direction when we were talking, and things were looking good. And then, of course, the Levee changed ownership, and the new ownership is very interested in the idea. But they said that it's going to be kind of the last thing that they get to with their grand scheme for the redevelopment of the Levee. So we're kind of, you know, on hold. But they even told me as early as last week that we need to talk.
You guys had gone, you guys being the Kentucky Symphony, had gone pretty far into this. You had some renderings drawn up and really reimagined that old movie theater space into something pretty spectacular.
Right. We were looking at it as being a center for media, culture, and entertainment so that it would really kind of be a beacon for Northern Kentucky because we're, you know, we lack a television station, a radio station, a newspaper, and all that other kind of stuff. So something that, you know, maybe KNT could be involved in and we could really make it something that could get information out as well as bringing in performances and doing things on our own.
But this has been a labor of love for you for almost 30 years now. You founded this thing back in 1992. One thing that I love, as I was preparing for this, I came across an article that reminded me of a story you've shared with me before, that when you started this back in 92, you got a group of musicians together as best you could. And in order to reach customers back then, this is, of course, before social media advertising was simple and easy, you borrowed a mailing list. Tell us that story really quickly.
Yes, so I borrowed a mailing list from Iams Pet Foods, and we thought it was going to go to the owners and on Northern Kentucky zip codes. And I got a phone call, you know, after it went out and said, "Hey, this is great that we have our own symphony here in Northern Kentucky. How'd you get my address?" You know, and I said, "Well, sir, we did a demographic study of the area," because I didn't know what to say, you know. and he said, "Well, that's great, but this was sent to my dog." So we sent 3,000 brochures to dogs and cats all over Northern Kentucky, and that's how the symphony started. And we're here for a 28th season. It's pretty remarkable.
It is remarkable. It just speaks to the grassroots attitude that really you still have to employ with this. It's
sure.
It's something that that you run mostly alone.
We have two full-time staff,
yeah,
and then it's some part-time folks and volunteers and wonderful musicians.
Well, you got a cool-looking brochure out. I'm holding it in my hand right now. I'll do my best to describe it, although you can see it sort of on the website. It's in the shape of a bourbon bottle. So if you're holding it, and then you open it up, and then you're basically holding six bourbon bottles.
Right, paper bourbon
bottles.
In true
Kentucky fashion. So the season looks very interesting. As always, you offer a diverse mix of offerings. Your season does start later this month with the classical jazz souffle. And I also love what's coming up after that, though. It's titled Blessing or Curse, where you look at some of history's great composers overcoming physical disabilities to achieve greatness. Tell us about that one.
Right. I just didn't want to do a classical concert. I thought, how do we find a way to thematically bring these together? And I thought about Beethoven and his malady of being deaf. Joaquin Rodrigo wrote this beautiful concerto for guitar and he was blind since the age of three. And then I thought, well, geez, I wonder what other composers had issues. And so I ran across a Swedish composer, Allan Pettersson, who was a violist and composer, and had terrible rheumatoid arthritis that put him in bed. And he still composed, you know, hardly being able to hold a pencil. This whole idea that you have three of these composers, you know, is it a blessing or a curse? Would they have created the wonderful music that they did if they were, you know, healthy? I don't know.
After that, you've got symphonic fission. You have this image of a nuclear bomb going off. It's the orchestral bomb detonating, producing a high musical yield. What does that mean?
We are doing the John Adams Dr. Atomic Symphony. And this is taken from music that he had to get put together for his opera, Dr. Atomic, which looks at Oppenheimer and the Manhattan Project back in those days. And so we thought we would do the area, the regional premiere of the Dr. Atomic Symphony. And we've paired that with Shostakovich Symphony No. 11. So it's a big orchestral program.
And later on in the season, this will be in the spring, but let's get it on people's radar now because it sounds cool. And you've done this before, I believe, where a movie plays and then your orchestra is playing the live score. This time it's Singing in the Rain coming up in May.
Yeah, we were actually the first ones back in 2007 to bring the talkie and the movie, the film score together, and with The Wizard of Oz. And we've been doing this. We've done Pirates of the Caribbean. We did Amadeus live, the film Amadeus 2 years ago. And so I thought, oh, okay, well, I know the Cincinnati Symphony is doing a bunch of these, but we'll bring back an old, musical classic from 1952 and Sing in the Rain with Gene Kelly, Donald O'Connor, and Debbie Reynolds.
So most of the season takes place at Greaves Concert Hall on the campus of Northern Kentucky University in Highland Heights. But you do have Blessing or Curse, the one about the composers overcoming their disabilities. That'll be at Notre Dame Academy in Park Hills. And then Mozart's Denouement in February will be on this side of the river,
yes,
at St. Peter and Chains.
We're coming over to St. Peter and Chains. We've kind of collaborated a number of times now with the St. Peter and Chains Cathedral Chorale and under the direction of Anthony DiCello. And so that's such a great, great chorus, and we thought we'd come in and just do something together.
Sounds like fun. The Kentucky Symphony Orchestra's 28th season starts with classical jazz souffle at 7:30 on Saturday, October 19 at Greaves Concert Hall at NKU. We've got full details at WVXU.org inside the Cincinnati Edition tab. KSO founder and music director J.R. Cassidy, thanks for being here.
Thanks, Michael.
And you've been listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. The producer for today's show is Selena Reeder. The technical director is Josh Elstro. Archives online at WVXU.org. I'm Michael Monks. The development of 6 modern single-family homes in Hyde Park promises to offer tree-lined sidewalks and a pleasant walk to a nearby grocery, among other amenities. But some neighborhood residents are opposed to this project. We'll look at why. And if you've ever wanted to be a roller girl, your chance is coming. Details on the new boot camp tomorrow at noon on Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU.